Literary Lusts on Radio Gorgeous. Ladies' evening tonight is, because it's about confidence and body confidence, they thought they'd get a writer in that knows all about, bodies and body confidence. And so you are, can you introduce yourself? Because I've only just met you, darling.
I'm Victoria Bliss. I write erotic fiction and always have curvier characters in my books. I also run various events for readers and authors of erotica all over the country as well.
Wow, so you're a very busy woman. Now, what's the name of your website? Caught my eye.
It's ilovesmut.uk.
Now, what the word smut, what connotations does the word smut have, do you think?
Some people find it quite not a good word, but I love the word smut. It for me, it's very much like the cheeky postcards that you'd get from the beach. Carry on. It's sex, but it's fun sex.
So it's a bit of slap and tickle.
A little bit of slap and tickle, a bit of what you fancy does you good, that exactly. Kind of thing.
Now, can you tell me how long you've been a writer of erotica? And, tell me about your books, your writing, everything.
I have been writing erotica for about 15 years now.
Wow, so before the trend happened.
Indeed. Yeah. There before anybody else. No, not quite. and I've been published for the last 10.
Who are your publishers?
Excite Books, Totally Bound. I've got some with Mischief, House of Erotica, and others. Please don't kill me if I forget who you are. But I've got almost 100 titles to my name.
What? 100. So you are prolific. How many books do you write?
Some of those are short stories. So,
just for kind of like magazines or the internet?
A few thousand words, but then there's several novels and novellas as well. I tend to write, between 5 and 10 books of various different lengths and maybe the same number of short stories every year, maybe more.
Wow. Now, tell us about writing. Do you do it from experience or is it from fantasies?
I always say it's a mixture of both. I think any writer, when they're writing, brings a bit of themselves to what they're writing. So there is some experience there. But I write things like vampire stories, and I've never had sex with a vampire. So that one's a little bit by my imagination as
well. Tell me about the thing about the curvy women. Can you tell me, what you mean by that and describe it?
In the romance genre generally, there is a very large proportion of female characters who are a bit Barbie doll-like, I find. They're beautifully slim, but they have big boobs, and they have lovely hips, and they're very womanly, and it's like a stereotypical idea of a female character. When I went into writing, I wanted to write more about people like me, people with bellies and
busts.
And busts.
Yeah, and bottoms.
And bottoms that, you don't normally read about, and, the things that jiggle. And to sort of let other women like me know that it's a good, a fine, and a lovely thing to enjoy sex. And to be able to pick up a book and not feel a little bit like, ooh, I'm nothing like this character.
So how do you describe, then, if the larger woman in sex, how do you do that?
That's a good question. It is. It's all about the movement, the jiggling, the ampleness. I know. I seem to be fixated on that one, don't I? The ampleness, the plushness, of things,
and
the contrasts as well.
And do you find that men and women, and they want bigger women? Do you find that there's a real, there's a place for you? You know what I mean?
Definitely. I think there's a place for everybody, and that's something that I'm very passionate about. I write personally about curvy women, but then I think that every kind of woman should be written about, every kind of man should be written about, because everybody is attractive. Everybody is beautiful in their own way.
Yeah. So where do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? Tell me about your sexuality.
Okay, well, I have a husband, and we have been together for a very long time, longer than I've been writing erotica. And I usually blame him for me actually starting to write erotica, because it's my lesser known, I had a dream speech. I had a dream, it was a sexy dream, and it wouldn't leave me alone. And he said, you should write it down. So I wrote it down. He said, oh, this is really good. You should put it on the internet for other people to read. So I did. And they liked it. So I wrote more. So I always blame him for getting me started.
And tell me, do you make money out of this?
Some. Yeah. It's
enough to live off?
Not on its own. That's why I do the events and various other writings and things as well. But it's a good bit of income, yeah.
So you do, what are your events?
They are smut events for readers and writers of erotica. And actually anybody who enjoys, a light-hearted approach to sex. Last week we had Smut by the Sea in Scarborough. And we got Smut at Sexhibition in August up in Manchester, and then Smut Manchester on the 15th of October.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. And tell us your website again.
It's ilovesmut.uk.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for coming on to Victoria for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Where you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing. I love the way you kiss me, darling.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2016. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.